There's our new 7 o'clock rooster. Good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House, where we've all shown up like we do every single Saturday morning. In the last couple of months, we've moved that time from 8 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now, 4 full hours every Saturday morning of Rosie on the House, where we come down to the station and broadcast what we hope will be the great start of your Arizona weekend. We have a ton to cover this particular show. In the next 4 hours, you are going to hear from the brains of Bellegarde, who are bringing and flying in special experts from Atlanta, as well as a homeowner from San Francisco talking about backyard makeovers. We've got someone from the American Nursery Association, going to be a 9 o'clock hour talking trees. We've got John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree coming in at 8 o'clock. And, of course, we've got this 7 o'clock hour we're still just having fun with.
That's right. Good morning.
So we're all here. That's my wife, sweet Jennifer. We've got Romy, my son, and Mike Reish, our broadcast engineer, all here for one purpose, to make your Saturday morning the best it can be. If you'd like to join the conversation in anything we're talking about over the course of the next 4 hours, we'd invite you to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. It's a toll-free number from wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. Well, big event this week. Big event. Happens every year. Death and taxes. It's the only two things guaranteed in life. Death and taxes. April 15th, come and gone. But you know what? Of all the people that participate in the tax system, those that get refunds, the average refund is $2,800.
That's a nice chunk of change.
So we kind of brainstormed there in the office one day. Well, what would be a great way to spend $2,800 if you're one of the average refund receivers in and about around your house that would improve your quality of life? Maybe more so than just the dollar for dollar investment. Boy, there were several things that came up. So if you happen to be one of the lucky ones, now see, I don't know how you do that unless you just miscalculated or you deliberately overstate your deductions to let the federal government be your savings account to give yourself a little April.
A little perk in April.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that do that. I'm just the opposite. I give maybe just a little bit less that I think I'm going to owe, and then April 15th, I make it up.
Yeah, it's a little ouch in April.
Yeah, it's a little ouch in April.
But then you don't have the government making interest on your money.
Right.
You've got that money in-house.
That's in theory. I do. In theory, I do.
Right. There's no definites in this conversation taxes.
That's the way, Romy, that's exactly the way it's supposed to work. Exactly. So you get this $2,800, and you could spend it on an extravagant little weekend getaway or a nice 1 week getaway.
Shopping trip.
You could do shopping trip, clothes. You could put a down payment on a car, maybe, you know, a couple things. But how about in and about and around the house? I would tell you, you ought to think about these few little things to spend the money on. Okay. Now, you at your house have a fair number of lights, right? Inside and out, huh? Correct? Most of you are continuing to burn the incandescent bulb. That's okay. That's all right. Some of you have converted to the CFL. And I have to tell you, here in my own personal heart and head, I'm not buying any more CFLs.
Nope.
I'm not going to do it. They don't last as long as any of the manufacturers say they do. I don't care how much you spend for them. They still do have a small, teeny tiny drop of mercury in them. And I guess if they would just last as long as people said they were going to last, they'd be worth it. But they don't. You hang them upside down or you put them on a that's every recess can. That's most light sconces outside, the places I like to use them. So I'm in the mode of looking at LED.
Well, we've started the transition, and they're pretty pricey, so we've been doing, every time they burn out, we put in a couple new ones, but it's an investment.
Well, it is. Not quite the investment it was 5 or 6 years ago. we had a light bulb salesman trying to convince Jennifer and I to convert our kitchen to LEDs. And we have 18 recess cans in our kitchen and breakfast area. I like lots of light. And at that point, 5 or 6 years ago, I think he came in. He put all LEDs. We love the light. We were gonna do it. I was interested in, okay, what is this going to cost us? We don't let people do anything in our house for free. If you work at our house, you get paid. And so he finally got back to us and said, well, I'll send you the invoice. So he sent us the invoice. How much was it? Like for $2,600. They were like $140 a piece. And I called him back. I said, yo, I like them. Jennifer likes them, but I don't think we like them that much.
No, they've come down quite a bit. They've improved quite a bit. And I do like the light. It's just a good quality of light. I'm happy with it. I'm kind of picky about that. I'm looking for, and you can choose from different colors of white and different hues. It's nice.
And they're down from over $100 a bulb down to about $20 to $30 a bulb for a good one. So, and I like the light. They are dimmable. And where we thought a CFL might last 10,000 hours, these are going to last 100,000 hours. You possibly, depending on how old you are, be buying these $30 light bulbs and be the last bulb you ever have to buy for that fixture.
I like putting the dates on the body of the bulb because then you really know.
Well, that's how we blew the theory of CFLs in our house.
I just did this 6 months ago.
Yeah. Where's this 10,000-hour light bulb they say we're supposed to have? So the other thing I like about LEDs is they even generate less heat than the CFL, and they last longer, and you never, ever have to replace them again. And they burn an incandescent bulb compared to a CFL. The CFL burns about a fourth as much energy. The LED burns a tenth. So it's a tenth as much energy, a lot less heat, and lasts virtually forever.
You can't lose with those.
So if I'm looking at a place to buy to spend $2,800, every bulb in your house you convert to LEDs is going to save you money every single time you turn it on. It's going to be better light. It's going to be cooler light to reduce the heat load in your house in the middle of the summer on your air conditioning system. In my mind, it's a win-win-win.
You mentioned mercury and the other types. Does it have any mercury in an LED?
No, these are electronic diodes.
Okay.
And that's how you grade an LED, is how good a diode you're putting in it. So make sure you're buying Energy Star LEDs. Those are the better grades of diodes, and they'll burn brighter, burn cleaner, and burn longer.
So I'm just a curious mind. 100,000 hours?
It's for like forever, bud.
Well, if you average 2 hours a night on those light bulbs,
yeah,
they would last 136 years.
Okay. Well, don't quote me on the 100,000. That may be a rosyism right there. But it's 3 or 4 times as long as a CFL is supposed to last. So
that's impressive still.
Yeah. And like I say, I've never found a CFL to last anywhere near as long as they say they're going to. Okay. So converting to LED bulbs, that's one way you could spend $2,800. How many of you have spent a little extra money and gone out on a nice luxury spa vacation getaway? What's one of the first things you notice about those rooms that they give you? A lot of people come back and talk to me about, man, I love those big shower heads that just drench you in water, the rain shower heads. Well, some of those cost $2,800, but you don't have to spend that much. You can get a nice one for about $600 or $800. You have to check and make sure sometimes those heads are so big that they actually require a 3/4-inch supply line, which you probably don't have in your house. You have to plumb that when you're remodeling the bathroom or when you're building the house initially. So get to a plumbing supply store and ask for the largest rain-style shower head that can be supported by a 1/2-inch supply line. Or these handheld shower heads that you can adjust the height on, take them off and reach back behind your back, or use them to
do the dog, do the kid. That's great.
Those are also becoming more and more popular. Those are a couple things that you could do in the bathroom just to enhance your shower experience. And how many times are you in the shower? You know, in the summer it's twice a day, in the winter it's once a week, right? Something like that. All right. How about buying new programmable thermostats for your air conditioners so that you could, you know, in 1 month, we're going to experience the longest day of the year already. Here we are, or 2 months. What are we? It's April right now, right? It's April 15th. So June 22nd will be the longest day of the year, okay? So I always think, okay, it's getting hotter in July and August, but the days are getting shorter. So I set it in my mind after June 22nd, sooner or later it's going to start cooling off. That's how I make it through the summers. And I just kind of ignore what happens in July and August. So buy a thermostat that you can set to have the air conditioning come on off peak hours and go on off peak and go off on peak. Go back to what we talk about over and over and over again through the course of the summer. So there's this new thing out that is supposed to spray a mist of fine water on your air conditioning systems and lower your air conditioning bills. I haven't priced it yet. But I'm telling you, if you'll just adapt our method of timing your power consumption to coincide with your power purchase plan, you'll save as much or more, and it won't cost you a dime, okay? So get a programmable thermostat with this $2,800 rebate. That's just one more idea. And I promise you, if you do it and use it correctly, this summer alone, an average 2,000-square-foot home could save as much as $600 or $700. And you'd be cooler at the same time. Super cooling. You can find out more about that at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We'll be back right after this.